Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today, we're taking from 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 2, and it reads, "So Elisha said to her, 'What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?' And she said, 'Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil.'" I want to begin today by saying, this verse of scripture shows that in the midst of this widow's problems, she had something with her in her house that could be used to create an opportunity for growth and multiplication. The prophet's role was simply to point her to what she had. What do you have that God can use? What do you have that God can multiply? I believe that whatever it is that you have is with you right now. And my focus today is to help you identify what you have, because that is your sweet spot. What you have is your value sweet spot. The widow's value sweet spot was the jar of oil. You also have a value sweet spot. As you discern, discover, develop, and deploy it, you will find yourself in new places and spaces of power, privilege, and prestige. I believe so because Proverbs 18:16 declares that a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. The widow's little jar of oil was multiplied. What you have may be small now, but it will grow, increase, and multiply as you focus on refining it and applying it. I believe that there are three important areas of your life that you need to focus on in order to identify your value sweet spot. And these are, number one, what you enjoy doing. These are usually your passion or passions. These are things that you have a heart for, and there is a tendency for you to lose track of time when you're involved with them. This is what you would like to do if money wasn't an issue at all. Number two, what you are good at. These are your spiritual and natural endowments. They also include skills that you have acquired over time. What do you excel at naturally? What have you been trained to do? What do people remark or compliment you about? And the compliment usually is about your ease at doing. Number three, what you can get paid to do. What problems do you feel qualified to solve for others? In which areas can you serve others by looking for opportunities to solve their problems? You get paid for solving problems in life. That is the reality. The reality is that in life, you get paid for solving problems. Your rewards in life will be in direct quantitative and qualitative proportion to the problems that you help to solve for others. When you find something that you're good at, you enjoy doing, but don't get paid to do it, that is called a hobby. If you get something that you're good at doing, in which you get paid to do, but may or may not enjoy doing it, what you have is a job. If you enjoy doing what you do, and you get paid for it, but you are not good at it, then you're likely to eventually get fired. When you discover anything that you're good at, you enjoy doing, and you can get paid to do it, then you have found your value sweet spot. As you focus on refining it to develop greater dexterity in its application, success will be the concomitant and automatic outcome. Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you for the major potential and gift that you've endowed me with. I receive grace to discern, discover, develop, and deploy it so that I can serve and bless others with it. I declare that as I serve others with it, I enter into higher realms, spaces, and places of power, privilege, and prestige. I walk in greater levels and dimensions of insight, impact, and influence as I walk, function, and operate from my value sweet spot. In Yeshua's name, amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is the God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I believe in my heart that Yeshua died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I declare that Yeshua Mashiach is my Savior, first love, and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua's name. Amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com using next steps as a subject so that I can help you further. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations Podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku. That is linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku, or simply copy the link and paste in your browser and take you there. If you are blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ubeyeku. And before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Yeshua's name, amen.